listener production.
Hello, Paige Busher with your local briefing. The Carnarvon Flexible Learning Centre will close at the end of the year. It's been put down to the retirement of the head teacher without finding a suitable replacement. Edmund Rice Education will reassess whether to reopen the campus in 2025. The cost of living is now biting into the food we eat. A new survey showing one in four Aussies skipping meals as a way to save money. A boost for older Aussies that are keen to stay in the workforce. From today, those eligible will be able to earn an extra $4,000 without having their pensions reduced. It's in an effort to address workforce shortages while keeping pensioners who want to work happy. Overseas, the Russian government says it's disappointing Australia opted not to use official channels to investigate the Medibank data breach. The hackers dumped 6.5 gigabytes of data onto the dark web, saying that is now everything it has. Russian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Maria Zakharova, speaking through an interpreter, is encouraging Australia to make contact.
They could have an opportunity to contact us and express their concern.
The Prime Minister of Finland touches in Australia today for a series of events with Anthony Albanese. She is here to discuss economic ties and education outcomes. Finland's education remains the envy of the world. To local sport, Wonthella Maroon take on Geraldton Blue today in Batavia Bowls, while Denison have home ground advantage when they battle it out against Northampton. And we've done it! Australia is through to round 16 at the FIFA World Cup for the first time since 2006. Our Socceroos defeating Denmark 1-0. We'll now face Argentina on Sunday morning. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.